Blog Talk Radio. Only God can do it. Only God can do it. Only God can do it.
Saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this pattern? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. We praise your name today, Almighty God. We don't say keep our money over. Hallelujah. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose face is the Father, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, and whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. That includes us, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You don't want to get that wrong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to do our pledge one more time. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. That includes us. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Was that all right, Pastor Peter?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Was that all right, Father God?
Hallelujah.
Yes, I think he says yes. We pledge allegiance to him today. Again, you've tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where our motto is where the broken are made whole by God.
Thank you, Lord.
And first of all, I want to thank all of you that have join us in telling at least one person a day that God loves him and you love him too. And that's so important. It actually can save a life. God bless you real good. Thank you so much. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would give us the housekeeping suggestions on this evening.
Hallelujah. Take out your Bibles. Hallelujah. Your composition notebooks, your ink pens and pencils and highlighters, so you can write down the scriptures that the pastor is going to share with you. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. It's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. Don't forget, write down those people's names that you want to stand and prosper for, those family members that you want God to save. Hallelujah. People's names that you just that keep coming to your mind. You may not even know why they keep coming to your mind. Hallelujah. Pray for them. Write those names down. People's names that people that you have met over the holidays. Hallelujah. That said, keep me in prayer. Remember my family when you pray. But say a prayer for me. We stand in need of such and such. Hallelujah. Those people. Hallelujah. You don't want to forget people that have said, hold my family up in prayer. We're going through such and such.
Yes.
And don't forget to pray for the young people of Baltimore City. Hallelujah. Let's ask God to bless them as a whole in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't forget to set your, redo your alarms. Hallelujah. For early morning prayer, set your alarm 5 minutes prior to the hour. We have praise and worship every morning at 7, hallelujah, 7 a.m., hallelujah. Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. is our Institute of Biblical Learning. 7 p.m. on Wednesday is our Midweek Victory Service, hallelujah. The second Friday of the month from 7 to 7:40 is the Men's Fellowship. 7:50 to 8:30 is the Women's Fellowship. We have a high time on, in the Lord, hallelujah. Get ready. You just never know who I may call to co-host with me. It will be scripture-based, hallelujah, and it will be a blessing unto the Lord, hallelujah. When you get a chance and you come to church, don't forget to bring your pennies for Uganda, hallelujah. We're still assisting Dr. Helene Russell in building a hospital in Uganda, hallelujah. Please continue to pray for her as she and her team travels back to Uganda, hallelujah. Don't forget to visit our ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org and see what the mission and vision of the church is. And also visit our GoFundMe page. You can pull up Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. If you can't find it, let me know, and I'll send the link to your phone. Hallelujah. When you sow a seed, when you have a need, sow a seed and tell God what your need is. Hallelujah, and watch God work. Hallelujah. We thank God for our building, our beautiful edifice. Hallelujah, beautiful kitchen, beautiful dining hall. Hallelujah, beautiful child care center and beautiful rooms that we will be using as our offices and classrooms. Hallelujah. We're also thanking God for the washing stations for the homeless, north, east, south, and west in Baltimore City. We want to be able to bless the city of Baltimore, the homeless people in the city of Baltimore. They are precious unto God too, and Jesus loves them too. Hallelujah. The fourth Sunday of the month, we have a visiting minister coming in, and this month it is Dr. Theodis Lee. Hallelujah. He will be breaking the bread of life to us. Hallelujah. And then after that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. We have a free fellowship dinner. Come out and have and share in free fellowship dinner. The first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have Good News Youth Club, headed and directed by Elder QB Stevenson and Brother Malachi Rainey, and they are teaching and arming the young people with the Word of God. And on the fourth Sunday, young people have a presentation. Hallelujah. They share with us what they have learned. Hallelujah. During those first, second, and third Sundays. Hallelujah. And they're able to quote the Word to us. Hallelujah. We have to arm our young people with the Word. They are dying in the streets. We want God to protect them. We want our young people to know what to do when the enemy comes upon them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bring them out, ages 5 to 17. Bring them out to hear and be taught of the Word of God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you add hands, wonders, miracles, and blessings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do the housekeeping suggestions on this evening, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name today.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And you know what? Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Somebody prayed for us.
Thank you, Lord.
They had us on their mind. They took a little time to pray for us. And we're going to take a little time to pray for others. Is that all right?
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I got somebody that can say this a little better than I can.
Somebody pray for me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail us much.
Yes.
The Bible says, hallelujah, that he inhabits the praise of his people. Mm. So when the praises go up,
blessings come down.
The blessings come down. As I pray the prayer in the background, begin to articulate, begin to name people's names, place them up in the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah, because somebody prayed for you. Hallelujah. So pass it on tonight.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. What is that? Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following this prayer. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Good.
Hallelujah. Bless God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And Tiny, and Tiny, and another Tiny, and Nikki, and another Nikki, and another Nikki, and Dominique, and another Dominique, and another Dominique, and Kimberly, and another Kimberly, and another Kimberly, and Pamela, and another 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 Pamela, and Travion, Tavon, and another Tavon, and Travion, hallelujah, and Earl, and another Earl, and another Earl, and another Earl, and one more Earl. Hallelujah, Danielle, and another Danielle, and another Danielle, and another Danielle, Raymond Banks, hallelujah, Bertie Johnson, Tina Johnson, Malachi, another Malachi, Jonathan, hallelujah, Lord, Xavier, God, and another Xavier, God, Rosie, Kate, Fokoya, the Bosata, Hallelujah,
oh,
we bless the name of God, hallelujah, we pray for Evangelist Julia, Anna, and Amy, and Kitty, and Little Kitty, and Stephanie, and Little, and Desiree, and Monica, and Julia, and hallelujah, glory to God. Donovan, and another Malachi, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Jessica, Kitty, and hallelujah, and Victor, oh God, hallelujah. And Joshua, and Little Mitchell, Michelle, and Bishop Borders, oh God. Lord, they were taking care of the gates and care of the world. I'm going to the Bishop, Lion, Summer, all, SR, hallelujah. Don't pray that they be taking care
of
the gates. Lord, they were
taking
care of the gates. Mitchell Warren. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elder Chief Stevens, again, Dominique Johnson, hallelujah. Prophet Cynthia Thompson, oh God. Bless you, my God. Yeah, that entire family, oh God. Hallelujah. Elder
Christian,
entire family, oh God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mother Dolores Harrison, hallelujah. Angie and Yvette and Rosalind and Ronald, the entire family, oh God. Hallelujah. Minister Linda, oh God, and Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Suda. Alan and Donya and Tiffany and Bianca, all the entire family, all the grandchildren, great grandchildren, the entire family, oh God. Lordship in the oh God. Hallelujah. Sister Tiffany and Mayan and the entire family, oh God. Glory to God. Brother Lorenzo Bestwood, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother Holly Blackstone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Monica. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Christina Spencer, oh God, and Charity, and Benita Church, and Jay, and Aaron, all of the entire family, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Minister Jerry Cleveland, and Rose, and Krista, and Sidney. And rock the entire family, oh God. Children and grandchildren, oh God. Little children in the news, I'm sorry, Pastor Max, Pastor T.O. this week. All of the entire family. Sister Irene, Sister Lil, and Sister Joan, and Brother Harold, Brother Jim, Irene, and Dad. All the children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, oh God. Lord, 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 thank you, Lord. Bless you. Lord, do to Kayvon and Maurice, oh God. Evangelist Dominic Pearson, oh God, and the entire family, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, take my shakari at the king of Lord Shabbat. Minister Doreen, oh God. We have to go take King. Sheila Benson, oh God. Hallelujah. Glenda Blanchard, oh God. Hallelujah. Gary Lezard, hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord Shabbat. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we ask that signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. In the name of the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for moving on today, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We pray for Tina Thompson, oh God, and Tatiana, and Journey, and Christina, and Christopher, the entire family, oh God. Minister Jane and Minister Janice, oh God. Yvonne, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Raymond Banks, oh God. Hallelujah. Pastor Lewis and Viola Wright, oh God. But out there, the entire family, oh God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, God, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
And hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
The next voice you will hear after the next selection,
thank you, God,
will be none other than Pastor.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Peaches bird, a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word.
Thank you.
With that children's corner on this day.
Thank you.
Sponsored by the Good News Youth Club of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. That's Children's Church Plus. Directed by, hallelujah, Elder QB Stevenson, and hallelujah, her assistant, hallelujah, Malachi Rainey. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Was driving home this evening, there were cars that were zooming around me. One
was so close I couldn't even see his license plate. Now, you know, anytime, well, your parents would, I'm sure y'all not old enough to drive. If there is a car behind you so close you can't see the license plate, they're driving too close to you. But, and I thought to myself, I mean, am I driving too slow? But then something, and it made me want to, usually it would make me want to, like, speed up. But then something, the Lord, said you pay attention to the speed limit. Because if you don't, you will have a price to pay, not them. You could have, I could have allowed the vehicles around me to influence me to speed up. Or to, sometimes, what some drivers do when another driver makes them or seem like he's trying to intimidate them to speed up, sometimes they'll slow down even slower. They'll slow down. And all, it'll almost make the driver run into the back of them. Okay? That's not right. Or it could almost make you, you can go possibly even faster. It can also cause you to possibly even go faster than what you supposedly. Young people, we have to watch the influences around us, even as an adult. Adults have to do this too. But let me tell you how to do that. So that because we have to watch the influences around us, whether they are, hopefully they're positive, but sometimes they're negative. Hallelujah. And how is it that we don't allow the negative influences around us to, that stuff that they're doing or saying or whatever, to get inside of us? We have to put the right stuff in our minds and hearts. Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Okay? And Psalms 119:105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
Hallelujah.
And a light unto my path. Young people, we must read, you must read the Word of God daily. Put the Bible app on your phone. That will make it so convenient to read, so you can flip from whatever you're looking at to the Bible app, and you wouldn't have to even put the phone down. And it's so easy, and it's the Bible app is free. Put the Bible app on your phone, and because you have the phone in your hand, let me tell you, 90% of the time, when you aren't in school, and sometimes when you're in school and you're not supposed to be on the phone, sometimes it's believe you me, if it's not in your phone, it's in your pocket. It's close to you. I see so many young people walking, and walk to the bus stop, their phone is in their hand. They're talking, they're listening, they're doing this and that. But you had something in your possession that you can be reading and communing with the Lord. Hallelujah. You have to get the Word of God down in you. Just as you study your classes, your classwork, your study work, your work for school, sometimes turn on, you either open up a literal Bible that has pages to it, or put the app on your phone. That would be so convenient to you. Hallelujah. You may say, well, I don't have time to, I got time to, I mean, I got all this homework to do and this and that. You know what I used to do when I was in school? Before I would do my homework, I would always open up the Bible. And I spent time with the Lord first. I spent time reading scriptures first, before I did my homework. Don't you know that if you be about God's business, God will be about your business? Sometimes you may not even have a clear understanding of what your teacher was trying to explain to you in class. Or by the time you got home, you may have even forgotten what she said and how she said, do this math problem, do this and that. But don't you know, when you honor God, God can open up your understanding and bring it back to your remembrance what your teacher was sharing with you in the classroom. It's more than likely it's hours between the time of, what if you have your math If you have mass, let's say the first class, first period in let's say at 9 o'clock, and you don't get home until, and your school doesn't let out until 2:30, 3 or 4 o'clock. By the time you get home, you have math homework. If you haven't looked at that math book or whatever, or the math homework since 9 o'clock or 10 that morning, that's a whole lot of hours for what you have seen to have escaped to your memory. But you can pray and ask God to bring it back to your remembrance. Everything your teacher says, and don't you know God will do it? Read his word. Honor him. When you honor God, God will honor you. He will not let you have egg on your face. And you'll be wondering, like, wow, how in the world did I get on the principal's list? How in the world did I make the honor roll? And you'll be wondering, and you'll be, wow. You know what I start doing? I start reading the word first. I start honoring God. Young people, I did it. And I was on the honor roll. When I got in college, I was on the dean's list. I still honor God. I honored the Lord. When you honor him, he will honor you. Don't ever think that you are too busy, that you can't stop whatever you're doing and give God, even if you're only giving him 5 minutes. Honor God. And you know what? He will honor you. He will take it. He will say, wow. She may not have a whole lot of time, but she's still going to honor me. She's still going to think about me. And don't you know God's going to think about you? God's going to think about you. And think about the more word you get down in you and the more you conform to the word of God. Romans 12:1-2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I only quoted part of that. Romans 12. I got to turn to it. When it comes to quoting the word of God, don't want to mess it up. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. When you honor God, you get the word of God in your mind, in your heart, hallelujah, God's going to honor you. You can't conform to the stuff that's the bad and negative influences around you, and the more you get the word of God in you, hallelujah, when the negative influences come be around you, when those negative things come, it won't even be an influence. It won't even faze you. Because you filled up with the word. And you got the word of God in you. And that stuff will be just like water running off a dust bag. You'll see it, and you just walk right on past. It'll just go right on past you. Because your heart and your mind is filled up with the word of God. And then after a while, your friends going to say, I better not mess with him with that. I better not mess with her with that. She holy. She go to church. He go to church. And you know what? And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So therefore, wouldn't you rather be known as church girl or church boy or holy roller? I don't even know if they even use that expression anymore. They use that expression with me, holy roller. When I was in high school, I would rather have that type of name versus, here come trouble. Wow, he's known to be bad. He's known to be the pickpocket, the known to be this, the cheater in class, or the person that's always trying to get over. Wouldn't you rather be known by something positive than something negative? But when you honor God, God will honor you. He will. God will honor you. And the more young people be encouraged to get put the Bible app on your phone. There's more than one Bible app, but you get the, I have the King James, I have the Bible Is, the app I have on my phone is the Bible.is app, and I believe it's a red Bible, and it's King James, you can go from one thing to another, and it even has a different translations, The Bible Is app has many translations, and if you read something you don't understand, you can go to another translation in the same app, and it will explain it to you another way. Young people, be encouraged to live for the Lord. Honor God, get into the Word of God, get into a church on Sundays, hallelujah, so that you can listen, you can hear the man of God, hallelujah, so you can be instructed by the Lord which way to go, how to live, and so that your life will be spared from the streets. From the streets. You need God's covering. You need the covering of Jesus.
Yes.
On your life. The devil don't care who he's striking down out there in the streets. Ask God to fill you, save you, fill you with his Holy Ghost, and cover you with the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Cover you with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. He will do it. God bless you, and see you in the morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Back to you.
Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on evening. Children, I tell you, you get God on the inside. Hallelujah. Because you are the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You get Jesus in me. Hallelujah. You are powerful in God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Christmas Day, he bled and he that died on the cross to take sin. Oh.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you again, Pastor Peaches, for the Children's Corner on this evening.
Thanks, God.
Hallelujah. Now it's time for me to ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. This is a very important question. The question is, what ended in 2023?
2022.
You're right again. That was for you, children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let me ask you another question. What time is it?
Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah. It's Holy Communion time. Y'all, this is the meal that heals. It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the elements. We ask that you would bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Our text on this evening is found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 through 30. And the text on this evening, it says to examine yourselves. And we do that with the light of God's word. Isaiah 53 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24b. Hebrews 9:22b. Revelations 1:5b. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26 and 28. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are healed by the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, God.
We were healed. In the text for today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves.
Mm.
And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it.
Amen.
Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you for your word on today. There's one thing you put above yourself, it's your word, oh God. Psalms 138:2 says so. On the same night, Shakabukoshana. And with the Lord Jesus Christ. Was betrayed. He took the bread.
In remembrance.
And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it. And declared, this is my body which is broken for you.
Your body.
Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
In remembrance,
thank you, Jesus.
Of you.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. remember your glory. Second point. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3 declare, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, and thank you, mentally system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Glory to Jesus. Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. 1 John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared that this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said to bring you in remembrance that we may be justified. And we're justified by the completed work of the Lord Jesus. So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we remember you, Lord.
We take this cup. Remember your blood.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers of Satan. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we speak, as we travel as vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes the noise that brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every cell in your head, every decade. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every cell in your head, every fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, tethers, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, until it destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Because of who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on this evening. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our bonus families according to Job chapter 22, verses 27 and 28, Romans 4, 17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11, we decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts of ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Thank you. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to our Pastor Peaches, I need to ask you another question. And I'm not going to hem and haw with you. I'm going to just ask you right away. I'm not going to drag it out. I'm not going to keep talking. Let me stop. What time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Barry.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have.
Hallelujah.
Use me for your glory today.
Yeah.
Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, O God. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit, O God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, and miracles and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan and all your satanic cohorts, we curse you from the root.
Name
and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We bless your name today.
Thank you, God.
The glory is all yours in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. On Sunday, we started a mini-series, and it was a significant series, and hopefully we will conclude it today. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Now, we had, three scriptures that we did not
do
on Sunday?
Amen.
Well, I'm going to start off with three other scriptures, and then you give the three scriptures we didn't complete. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Chop it up. Matthew 21:22.
The scriptures you want me to find?
Hmm?
You want me to go to these scriptures you're saying?
Yes.
That was Matthew's.
I'm gonna mention all three, so you need to write them down. All
righty.
Okay, Matthew 21:22.
Mm-hmm.
Mark 9:23.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark 11:24.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, God.
And give us the next three addresses.
2 Corinthians 10:5. Hebrews 11:6. James 1:22 and 25b.
All right. Now, before those three, I need you to stick in there. Philippians 4:8. Because we stopped there. We didn't go through that. So after the three that I gave you, the next scripture, after the three I gave you, After Mark 11:24 will be Philippians 4:8. All right?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Thank you so much. You're so cooperative. I really appreciate that. Hallelujah. The message that we started on Sunday was entitled The Power of Positive Thinking. And we wanted to share, we shared that you either think positively or negatively.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage folk positively to saute, marinate, ruminate, meditate, focus on the positive, because there's power in positive thinking.
Yes.
See, when you think positive, you're going to speak positively.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When you speak positively, you're going to do positive stuff. And we need to reiterate that what you think, what you say, and what you do are seeds that are planted in the earth,
mm-hmm.
in your garden, and you're going to get a harvest.
Amen.
So before we go any further, a bunch of you need to pray for crop prayer for the bad seeds, the negative seeds that you done planted.
Yes.
Coming out of your heart or your mouth or your deeds. Pray for crop for you. Cover that bad seed with the blood of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I do that again for me in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Cover the bad seed. Because if you don't pray for crop for you for that bad stuff, you done spoke out of your mouth, you done thought in your heart, and you done, you're going to get a harvest.
Oh, yeah.
Or you pray for crop for you. Because if you don't do that, I got to tell you this. You got to understand this. Everything you do, everything you think, everything you do, and everything you say will come back to you. But they won't come back to you like that you left you. It will come back to you multiplied.
Amen.
So make every effort to keep thinking positively.
Amen.
And every thought that comes your way ain't yours. See, the devil's a liar. He'll put stuff in your mind. You think it's yours. It ain't yours. It's just taking up a little space in your brain. You've got to get rid of it right away.
Amen.
Because if you let it be planted there's going to be a harvest on that seed. Somebody, enemy, in your mind. Hallelujah. So you got to say, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. The blood of Jesus cover. Use your prayer language. Use every piece of ammunition you got.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, get rid of the negative.
Amen.
Because you know the negative stuff didn't come from God.
Amen.
The negative stuff didn't come from you, really. If you have turned yourself over to the Lord, if you accepted him as your personal Savior, hallelujah. The negative stuff don't come from you. It comes from others. It comes from the devil or others trying to put the devil, be used of the devil, or they full of the devil. You got to understand this. So you can progress. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Again, the subject of tonight's message is this power in positive thinking. The power of positive thinking. That's the subject. Part two. The power of positive thinking. You've got to receive that. That there is power in the positive thinking. You say, what's that power? Okay, you can go to Matthew 21:22.
Matthew 21, 22.
Hallelujah.
And it says, Matthew 21, 22, and all things whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive.
Read that again.
Matthew 21, 22, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive.
You believe, you're going to receive. Hallelujah, glory to God. I need you to run real quickly to Matthew 6:33.
Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye
power in the positive thinking. Go ahead.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
And see, that all these things are earthly things. You get power when you think positive. Seek you first. That's positive. The kingdom of God is a positive kingdom, not a negative kingdom. It's a positive kingdom. And God's righteousness. God's righteousness is positive. It's not negative, y'all. Okay, go to Mark 9:23, if you will.
Mark 9.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Mark 9:23 says, and straightway, and Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
All things are possible to him that believeth. You got to believe. As power and positive thinking. Believe. Go to 11:23,
Mark 11:23. Mark 11:23 says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
24.
Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Hallelujah. That's power. You ask God one time, but you thank him as many times as you can. Every day, thank him for what you ask him for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, see, that's the power of positive thinking. Now, the power of negative thinking. Negative thinking almost sounds like one of those country western songs. Glory to God. Lost his big pickup truck, lost his job, lost his family, the dog left, ran away, the house burned down, everything negative happens. That's negative thinking. I reminded people that's supposed to be servants of the Lord, supposed to know God and turn themselves over to God, they turn into a David Rodney Cohen. You know who David Rodney Cohen was, don't you?
Yes.
Because his thing, he made a lot of money. He became a millionaire because he made fun of folk thinking negatively. He was a comedian. And folks can make fun of you, too. She's supposed to be a child of God. And look at what's going on. David Rodney Cohen, otherwise known as Roger Dangerfield, said, I get no respect.
Uh-huh.
And he would say crazy stuff. Like he would say, when I was born, hallelujah, glory to God. The doctor didn't slap me, he slapped my mother. The doctor told my mother, I did everything I could, but he survived. The doctor cut the umbilical cord and hung himself. He would say stuff like that. It was funny, but it was negative. When you think negative,
you would get a harvest on your thinking negatively. You're speaking negatively. You're doing negative stuff. And it ain't going to be funny. Because it's coming back multiplied, y'all. And when it that harvest is going to be a lot of collateral damage. When you go to war and people that are not even involved in war get hurt, they call that collateral damage. But when you think positive, and what you think, what you say, and what you do, it comes back to you. It's going to come back, multiply, and there will be collateral blessings. Not just to your family, but your community, your city, your church, your job. Glory to God. Collateral blessings are better than collateral damage. Can I get an amen? If I can't buy one, can I rent one for a little while? I don't hear no amen. Collateral blessings is better than collateral damage.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. Amen. Yes. That's one of the blessings.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can't get collateral blessings if you don't think positive.
That's right.
If you don't speak positive. If you don't act positively. Give me another scripture.
Ooh, hallelujah. Philippians 4:8.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And see, this is what you've got to do. You say, well, okay, what am I going to think about? Think about positive stuff. What positive stuff can I think about? Go ahead, tell them what they should be thinking about.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things.
You think on those things. And someone says, well, true? Okay, and they'll go down the litany of what the devil's doing. No, what's true is what God said is true. So what is true? Truth is what God says. That's what truth is. Because a lot of folks lie to you. I mean, from the presidents on down.
Mm-mm-mm.
Sometimes to your family members. Sometimes but truth of God. God should cut it up. The word of the Lord says, in Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hallelujah. Truth. That's what you think about. Give me another scripture.
Yes, 2 Corinthians 10:5. It says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God.
Stop. Your thoughts. The conflict with the word of God. You got to throw that stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get rid of that. But it's my fault. It ain't your fault. You're a child of the king. The devil is trying to plant some bogus seed in your garden. Get rid of it immediately. Go ahead, read some more.
And bringing into captivity every thought.
I'll stop right there. You say, well, I can't help my thoughts. Yes, you can. The Bible says that you can bring every thought into captivity. Go ahead, read.
Yes. Every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Into the obedience of Christ. And if it ain't into the obedience of Christ, you get rid of it. You deep, what do you call it, deep sixing? Put it in a 513?
Right.
Whatever. Put it in a dumpster. Get rid of it right away.
Amen.
Look, you got some rotten food on your table. You don't let it sit there.
Mm-mm.
And sit there for days for weeks, it's going to get worse. It ain't going to get better because it's rotten. What do you do with rotten food?
Throw it away.
What do you do with rotten thoughts?
Throw them away.
You throw them away.
You go.
Go ahead now. Give me another scripture.
Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Deliberately, intentionally seek him. A lot of us spend more time and describing what the devil is doing than describing what God is doing. I have not found in the Bible yet. Y'all can correct me. Give me the scripture where it says, y'all, describe what the devil is doing in your life. I haven't found that. If you know that scripture, give it to me.
Mm-mm.
Call me after service and give that to me. God did not call you. He did not command you to tell you or anybody, tell other folk what the devil is doing. The closest thing that he said to that is confess your sins one to another. That's not to the whole church. That's one to another. Another is one other person. Sometimes we open our mouth and tell everything. Yeah, when I was 17, I killed 17 people. And then you wonder why nobody wants to sit beside you. They're scared you. They're going to be the 18th.
Amen.
That's some stuff. It's just between you and God. Keep your big mouth shut. Everybody that say they're holy ain't holy.
Amen.
You don't believe me? Go to Matthew 7. Talks about you shall know them by their fruit. And you know that somebody bring a bone, going to take a bone.
That's right.
Always, they always talk about this, that, and the other. I always talk about somebody, you know, girl, you know, man, you know. Keep your mouth shut.
That's right.
Tell God.
Amen.
That's power and positive thinking.
Amen.
You tell God.
Thank you, God.
And then think positive. Get rid of the stinking thinking. Thinking ain't going to get cleaned by doing nothing with it. You're stinking thinking, you're going to have to get rid of it and replace it with positive thinking.
Find the word.
Hallelujah. Give me another scripture. Is that the last one?
No, sir. Last one. James 1:22-25b.
Go ahead.
But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds.
I'm telling you that if you do positive thinking, there's power in that, and you're going to be blessed. And after a while, you keep thinking positive, you are going to be turned into the blessing. In other words, other people are going to come and be blessed because of you. There's power in positive things. And there's another scripture I want to give it. Ephesians 3:20. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think according to the power that worketh within us. And that power is the Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Power of positive thinking. Number one, that power is the Holy Ghost power inside of you, causing you to think right, to speak right, and to do right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture.
That was the last.
All right. Praise God. Go to that number one scripture I told you about.
The very first?
Yes.
Proverbs 23:7. Hallelujah. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he."
Stop. Your thoughts determine your reality. Your thoughts determine your reality, because it's seeds.
Amen.
And it will grow. It will show itself in what you say. And then later on, as it grows, it will show itself by what you do. Your thoughts are your reality. You want to change your reality?
Change
your thought life.
Amen. Amen.
You want to change how things are going for you? Change what you're thinking about. But you don't understand. Stuff happens to everybody.
Amen. Amen.
We are all survivors.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because life happens to all of us. The good, the bad, and the ugly goes around in circles, comes again. Good, bad, and the ugly goes around in circles, comes again. You must understand that you can't live in the past and expect to have a bright present and future.
Amen.
You can't live in the future and not have a bright present. One lady said to me on a bus one day, said, "The past is history. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is the gift of God. That's why they call it the present. In the present, do positive stuff." What do they say, Katie? There? That's why the Bible speaks in Hebrews 11:1, now faith. In the now. Now faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Mm.
That's why, of course, you can. Psalms 118, verse 24 says, "This is the day."
Yes, yes.
Today. I'm not talking about tomorrow. Go to Matthew 6:34. I'm talking about today. Live in the moment today. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith.
Yes.
What does now mean?
Now.
Right now. Now means now. I don't know. Right now. At this moment. Hallelujah. You got 6:34?
Yes.
What does that say?
Take therefore no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
Look here. Focus on the present, which is the gift of God. You can plan, you can put a schedule, but your focus should be on today. And you got to remember, I don't care whatever else you forget, remember this: when you get up in the morning, this is the day that the Lord has made for you.
Mm-hmm.
Rejoice and be glad in it. You woke up. A lot of people don't wake up. You wake up. You ought to have an attitude of gratitude.
Amen.
You ought to choose to be happy. You ought to do a couple of leaps and jumps. You say, "Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. I am strong in the Lord, and the power of his might, for Jesus is Lord." You need to go through all of that.
Yes.
Because you woke up.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you don't believe me, you can go to a hospital, any hospital, and you can ask the orderly or ask the nurse at the nurse station, anybody on this ward didn't wake up this morning? They passed away? And they say yes or no. Anybody in this hospital? And they'll give you, 25 people didn't wake up this morning. To just wake up. is a blessing. And start your day off thinking positive, because there's power in positive thinking, y'all.
Yes, thank
you. You want to have power all day long? Adopt an attitude of gratitude and be thinking positive. Not what you don't have, but what you do have.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The power of positive thinking. Don't be a Roger Dangerfield and I don't get no respect. Nobody, everybody is mean to me. Oh, this, that, and that. Don't go there.
Amen.
I preached a sermon one day and said, don't go there. Don't go there. That's negative. The devil, 1 Peter 5:8 says the devil is going around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. That's what he's doing. But you got to head him off at the pass. Sounds like a Western. Head him off at the pass. How you do that? Well, if it's 4:8. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me that second scripture from the top.
Philippians 2:5.
Glory to God.
That says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
What you need to be thinking about, you say, positive thinking, well, what can I think about? Go to Galatians 5:22-23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness,
yes,
faith, and meekness, and temperance.
Yes.
Against such there is no law. I'm going to tell you something. You think of those things. You read the Word of God. See, that's why I get so many scriptures. I want you to get in the Word.
Hallelujah.
You get in the Word, when something starts coming, trying to be negative, the Word of God will jump up. The
right.
Devil tried to throw Jesus for a loop. He tried to quote scripture. Hallelujah. But God, hallelujah. Jesus, the Word of God, hallelujah, jumped right up in him, and he spoke it. Why he spoke? Because he is the Word of God made flesh. And he cut it off at the pass. You got to do the same, because you were made in God's image, y'all.
Amen.
Speak what you want to have happen in your life.
That's right.
Think the right thought.
Amen, amen.
Don't be a Roger Dangerfield. Oh, me. Don't be singing like Hee-Haw. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. If it wasn't for bad luck, I had no luck at all. Gloom, don't sing them songs like that.
Amen.
Don't sing them songs. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Lord have mercy. Don't sing that song either.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, come by and humble me. Don't sing that either.
Amen. Amen.
I remember a group sang that song. I haven't heard from them since. I don't know if the ground opened up. See, y'all got to read the Word of God and understand the Word of God.
Yes.
You take some things in your hands. God gives you choice. It's nice for the government to say, okay, we do this. We come in line with the Bible.
Power off.
And do this or do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I'm going to tell you something. Hallelujah. God gives you choice.
That's right.
You choose you this day whom you're going to serve.
Amen. Thank you.
You've got to choose to be happy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Happiness is not an emotion. It's a choice. You got to choose, because that's one of the collateral blessings.
Hallelujah.
Of thinking positive. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your people thinking positive.
Thank you, Jesus.
Speaking positive.
Yes, Jesus.
Doing positive things.
Thank you, God.
In their garden, in their church,
yes,
in their family,
yes,
their community, in the body of Christ.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. For when they speak, they have integrity, and they carry out what they said they're going to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. They're honest. They have the 7 pillars of wisdom flowing in their lives. We thank you for that, oh God.
Thank you, God.
We thank you, Lord, for the power and the harvest on the seed sown tonight. Thank you, Lord, for those who realize that there's some seeds they planted in their life they got to pray for crop failure. You can do it right now while I'm praying. You need to pray for crop failure for all those negative seeds that you done planted, because you're going to get a harvest if you don't pray for crop failure. Cover it with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you. We praise your name in Jesus' name. We glorify your name.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Peaches, who is yours?
Hallelujah.
There's somebody that might want to get saved today.
Hallelujah.
There's somebody that might want collateral blessings.
Hallelujah.
Somebody that might want to bless their family or their church or their school or their home or the community, whatever. The floor is yours, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you want to accept Jesus Christ in your hearts, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Lord, forgive me for all unrighteous things that I have done. Lord God, now make you my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are now a child of God. It is just that easy. Hallelujah. Word of God says to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Hallelujah. And you are now a child of God. You have gone from death unto life. It is just that easy. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven rejoice over you. Here, the angels in heaven will rejoice over one that has come to the Lord, that has repented of their sins. Hallelujah. Now you speak the word. Be bold. Speak God's word and watch God move heaven and earth for you. Hallelujah. We also ask you to join us in the morning for morning prayer by dialing 720-5952. That number again is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. Hallelujah. Thank you. If you want to drop a line to us in the mail, please address your envelope, the Potter's House, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. See you in the morning on the prayer line, where we have a wonderful time in the Lord. Thank you so much.
Power on. Bluetooth on. Bluetooth connected.
Come on and praise it. Come on and lift it. Wait a minute. God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do
Only he can do it. Only he can do it. Only he can. Hallelujah.